In West Africa, complications during childbirth can quickly become deadly. Hospitals are few and far between. When a woman is bleeding, minutes can mean the difference between life or death for the baby and the mother. And now the Ebola outbreak has also made it deadly for those caring for pregnant women. NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports that the ripple effects of that breakdown in the healthcare system could be more catastrophic than Ebola itself.
When you walk into the headquarters of the Liberian Midwives Association, one thing is clear. This place runs on a shoestring. The offices in Monrovia are in an old, decrepit building. You have to step over trash to enter. Inside, there's hardly any place to sit down. That's where I met the association's president, Lucy Barr. She's been helping women have babies for more than two decades. Even during the country's civil war, when other midwives left, Barr stuck around. But none of this prepared her for a patient she saw a few months ago.
I was on duty that day when this patient came in. We did the examination. She was not in labor.
She didn't even seem close. So Barr sent her home and told her to come back to the maternity ward when her contractions start. Barr was expecting her in a week or so, but the very next day.
To our utmost surprise, that woman was rushed on our ward, bleeding profusely.
The woman was in full-on labor. The midwives raced to deliver the baby, and the bleeding got worse.
Right after the fetus came out, that woman started bleeding from all over. We did everything we could, you know, just to save her life. But even with the blood transfusion, she ended up dying.
She died, and her baby died too. It was only after all this that Barr and her team learned the truth about the woman's medical history. Her relative said there was Ebola in her family. If a person can get treatment, they have about a 40% chance of surviving Ebola. But for a pregnant woman, Ebola is almost a death sentence. The fatality rate is around 95%, and she always passes the virus to the fetus. The fetus dies before labor, or it's born and dies shortly after. But the devastation doesn't stop there. Both the baby and the woman's amniotic fluid are flooded with Ebola virus, and they are highly infectious.
After a few days, the male wife who did that delivery came down with Ebola.
Lucy Barr says the midwife spent 21 days in a treatment center.
It was only by the grace of God that she recovered.
She recovered, but many other midwives haven't been so lucky. Right outside Barr's office is a whiteboard. There are about three dozen photos taped on it. At the top it says, nurses and midwives who have died during the Ebola crisis. Not all of them caught the infection from pregnant women, but in Liberia, you hear the same story over and over again. Someone getting Ebola while trying to help a pregnant woman in trouble.
Sometimes it doesn't even give you ample time, you know, to even wear your gloves. And then you find yourself rushing into that delivery just to save lives. I mean, that alone is so dangerous for the midwife.
So dangerous because there's so much blood and so much bodily fluid involved. Even doctors with access to protective gear are getting infected. Because of the risk to healthcare workers, many clinics now refuse to see pregnant women. They say they can't tell which women have Ebola and which don't. And in those life and death moments in the ER, there's no time to wait for an Ebola test result.
It's very difficult. Some of the complications of pregnancy look maybe like they could have Ebola.
That's Dr. John Fankhauser. He works at one of the few hospitals still delivering babies around Monrovia. It's called ELWA, Eternal Love Winning Africa. He shows me around the maternity ward.
The obstetrics ward is on the left-hand side here. We have a delivery room just to the left. And then there's about four or five ladies in labor in this room.
ELWA is outside of Monrovia, nestled in a tropical forest. The Atlantic Ocean is just a few hundred yards away, and the maternity area is actually beautiful. There are a few one-story buildings painted yellow. They're connected by outdoor hallways. And with the rain trickling down, there's a sense of calmness here. But there's also sadness. The place has been battered by Ebola.
We were the first Ebola unit in Monrovia.
In America, we've heard the story of Dr. Rick Sacra. He caught Ebola while treating pregnant women at ELWA. He was evacuated and is now recovering in Worcester, Massachusetts. Fankhauser says Sacra was being cautious.
But it's also risky. It's just very risky. What we consider our two riskiest areas are the OB ward and the operating room.
Since Sacre got infected at Elwha, midwives have started delivering all babies wearing full Ebola suits, a gown, gloves, face mask, goggles, and they get sprayed down with chlorine just like at an Ebola clinic.
So far, we've, by the grace of God, not had another infection, but I think, you know, all we can do is take great precautions. And I think we can't stop caring for patients.
But even as careful as Fankhauser was, a few weeks after I talked to him, he was back in the U.S., under quarantine for a possible exposure to Ebola. So far, he's testing negative. Esther Cole worked with Fankhauser at Elwha, and she's the lead midwife there. She says many of her colleagues at other hospitals have quit or stopped coming to work.
Do you feel afraid of catching Ebola?
Yes. Everybody is afraid to catch Ebola.
Right around that moment, a nurse walks by. She's holding in her arms a baby who isn't moving. Cole tells me what happened.
Last night, we received three ladies. But they've been in labor for 1 week, 2 weeks. Nobody to help them.
The three women had gone from hospital to hospital in Monrovia. They were turned away at each one. By the time they made it to Elwha, it was too late for their babies.
All of them have stillbirth. They couldn't get help from anywhere. The baby dies before they come.
And is that happening more often?
Yes.
The United Nations Population Fund says the problem is widespread across Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. The agency predicts that tens of thousands of women and their babies could die in the region over the next year unless more maternity wards reopen and ERs start seeing pregnant women again. Cole says that's why she's not quitting, no matter the danger.
We keep doing them because we have to do the work. We have to save lives.
Save lives and bring tiny new ones into the world, too. Mike Lean Duclef, NPR News.